There's a word we're hearing a lot more of lately. It's inflation. Didn't hear it so much over the past decade, but recently it's coming up a lot. How does it affect all of us, really, and how does it affect your finances if you're trying to save for the future or save for whatever, or just try to get out of debt, I suppose? Christine Benz is with Morningstar. She is the Director of Personal Finance over there. And Christine, thanks for calling into WGN today.
Anna, it's great to be with you, as always.
You know, it is something we hear a lot more of, right? It's in the news,
yes.
And yet for a decade we didn't hear it, and it wasn't a thing, and now it is. And I just kind of reminders about why it matters or what we should know about it.
Right. Really not since the late 80s or the mid-80s have we heard so much about inflation. I will say, Anna, for people who remember coming out of the great financial crisis in sort of the 2010 period, there was also a lot of hand-wringing during that period where, you know, the criticism was that with the amount of federal stimulus that we would inevitably see inflation. Didn't really happen, but I think that we are beginning to see a little bit of signs that there is some inflation here. The big open question is whether this is just sort of a short-term phenomenon because we had so much pent-up demand during this pandemic, and, you know, people are out there spending, buying, or whether it's something that is more sustained. If the latter, that's obviously more worrisome, right? That's where we need to start thinking about what are the implications for our financial plans, what are the implications for our lifestyles and our investment portfolios.
And what would be some of those moves if you were thinking about it?
Yeah, so I think life stage is really important here. If you're someone who is still earning a paycheck, so you're earning, you are offsetting typically some inflationary pressures with salary increases over time, that over time employees do receive cost of living adjustments in their paychecks. So you're relatively more protected if you're an employed individual. But you do need to think about your investment portfolio in that instance. So even if you're someone who has 40 years until retirement, if you're hunkered down in the very safe investments, well, inflation's going to gobble up your purchasing power. So it argues for making sure, especially if you're a younger investor, that you have a lot of stock exposure in your portfolio to help you keep up with inflation. If you're retired, I think it's more worrisome, especially if you're drawing a portion of your salary, quote unquote, from your investment portfolio. In that case, I think it's really important to make sure that you are insulating that investment portfolio from inflation by owning stocks, by maybe also owning some what are called treasury inflation protected securities or inflation protected bonds. You'd probably want to include them in your bond portfolio as well.
Okay, that's great advice. Christine, I know another thing you were talking about, you run these sort of webinars, I think they're called.
Yes.
They're Morningstar classrooms, and they're awesome. They're awesome things that people should check out, because one of them was register for Apple, Tesla, Amazon, overvalued or not. It's a question that has kept coming up over the past, I don't know, years or two, and it seems that they keep rising and keep rising. You have a couple of thoughts on that for us here?
Well, yeah, it was a webinar that we put on today, Anna. They're great companies, to be sure, that there's a lot to love about the technology behind them. But the question is, are they a little bit ahead of themselves in terms of their valuations? Our analysts would argue yes. But I would also point out that as a firm, Morningstar tends to be quite price conscious. When we recommend stocks, we usually like them to have some upside potential. I think we're a little bit concerned at today's valuations that all of these stocks are kind of in skyscraper territory and could be kind of cruising for a bruising, could be due for some setbacks going forward.
Interesting. Well, Christine, you also do great stuff about life stage investing. You break that down, I know. And if people want to follow you or check that out, where can they go?
So they can find me on Morningstar.com. I write columns and do videos regularly for us. I also have a series of model portfolios, which are free, available to anyone. We're not selling anything. The idea is just to be educational and to show what sane investment portfolios could look like for different life stages. So those are accessible on Morningstar.com.
It's all good advice. Thank you, Christine. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Anna. You too.
It's Christine Benz at Morningstar.